May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. And today I'll be discussing two newsletters from the last 2 weeks. Cussing and discussing. Pretty intense stuff going on. And I'll probably begin with the last one that I published, Politics, Parasites, and Unspeakable Mass Pharmacide. There's some pretty intense stuff. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Little drama, drum roll. I'm going to get into the astrology psychology at this time while I'm giving the show live. Today, the sun is in Aries and the moon is moving through Virgo into Libra for a full moon eclipse tomorrow night. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. As I speak, the moon is in a strong trine with Uranus and Jupiter, which is triggering strong emotions and flashes of insight wherever you focus attention with pure intention. Both Jupiter and Uranus are also sextile Venus in Pisces, and Venus is conjunct Saturn in Pisces, plus deep mystical Neptune is also in deep mystical Pisces, so there's a lot of deep mystical shadow work going on at this time. And for those who are not familiar with shadow work, Kaipacha at New Paradigm Astrology discussed this a few days ago on the equinox. So I'm going to read from his astrology report. Kaipacha explains that we are in eclipse season. It's a month-long period of intensified change and transformation. We got the lunar eclipse here tomorrow night. And the solar eclipse is going to be on the April the 8th. But there's a whole season of this eclipse thing going on with energies that bring up past patterns and conditioning, which is the result of past life choices and actions in childhood that create this life's habit patterns, ready or not, like it or not. Evolution is becoming conscious of the unconscious. So our soul is forever pushing us to acknowledge, own, and grow what we are unaware of about ourselves. So becoming conscious of how we are conscious. So we are not unconscious. As some of you know, I've talked about how the unconscious is actually formed in the womb, the unconscious, with the astrology psychology of the formation of the body, the 9 months in the womb, that actually stepping down the energies of the 12 constellations by way of the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back to create a bioenergetic womb, whereby cell gestation creates a body with incredible tension of cell division that basically formulates in that bioenergetic womb the patterns, you might say the geometry, the intense fusion of as above, so below, on a DNA level that affects our consciousness. We take the first fire breath and the biological clock, the astrological cosmic clock begins ticking, and it affects our unconscious. Now, the subconscious is formulated more so in the first 7 years of life. And again, these are habits and patterns. And as we become more conscious of how we are unconscious with our astrology and subconscious with our formative psychology, we become more fully conscious. So this is a big drama going on right now. To understand what this shadow work is about, the moon, Pluto, and Saturn are probably the biggest symbols of these unconscious patterns that are repressed and projected as shadow rather than accepted, owned, understood, and integrated. So the shadow, quote-unquote shadow, is a tricky term for some to understand. So
Let's see if an example will help. This is Kai Pacha from his, again, newsletter for a few days ago. And he's saying, let's say you're born a bright, intelligent, and talented young person. You get good grades in school and your parents and teachers praise you and have high expectations. You tell yourself that you are special and will do great things in the world. And at the same time, the religious beliefs that you're brought up with say that the meek shall inherit the earth and that it's wrong to be selfish and good people are kind, loving, and non-judgmental. You grow up and are successful in many different ways and try to be the best person you can be according to what you've been told a good person is. It bothers you that people litter, eat junk food, vote for idiots, and spend their money supporting corporations that are destroying the earth. You express these concerns to your spouse and others and write about them or take an active public role in stopping the destruction. Again, you succeed. You become a spokesperson that people listen to, look up to, and respect. And then an eclipse comes around. Ah, laughing out loud. LOL. Suddenly it seems to you your spouse has heard enough of your preaching, and some of the people you work with start to talk behind your back until one day you hear what they have all been saying about you. You're arrogant. My expression is, I'm the most humble person I know. I got to laugh at my Aries arrogance. But anyway, Kai Pacha said, yep, they think you think that you are smarter than them and everyone else. And you have a superiority complex and are looking down your nose at them. Oh, my God, you had no idea. You thought you were a nice, good person. However, it turns out that you have a shadow of arrogance. So now you get to do some shadow work. Listen to others. Listen and feel inside. Try to find the roots of it. And through processing it, evolve and grow into a better version of yourself. This is shadow work, folks. This is just one simple example of a shadow. There are thousands more. They are negative feelings about yourself that you hide or bury even from yourself. You may be selfish, manipulative, greedy, perverted, addicted, mean, abusive, dangerous, reckless, insensitive, godless, immoral, cruel. The list goes on and on, and you may not even know it. That is, wait for it until an eclipse comes around. So don't be too hard on yourself or others during this time. Everybody's wounded. Everybody has a shadow, and everyone is, at some level, trying to grow and evolve. So let's be gentle helpers for each other, folks, and not rub it in during this eclipse season, so to speak. So I'm going to go into these two newsletters. I've actually got a third newsletter. I'm just finishing up. I'm going to be publishing it. It'll be in the footnotes when the podcast is up here in a couple days. I'll add this third piece on, which is kind of this last week. Some issues have been coming up. I've been, from multiple sources. I got my finger on the pulse of multimedia streams, alternative media streams, truth-telling media streams, not the lamestream media streams, but I've been getting repeating patterns of certain types of videos, articles that seem to be a critical mass of awakening along certain lines, and I'm gonna be addressing that with this third piece. That'll be in the footnotes, like I say, here in a few days when this podcast is published. So I'm finishing that up. I'm kind of tuning in to this eclipse energies, and I'm doing shadow work on myself and the collective consciousness. There's a shadow work that can be done collectively with the collective unconscious, subconscious. What's going on in the world right now is really amazing. I mean, the level of acceleration of awakening, light is intensifying, you might say. Aquarian light is intensifying. And it has to do with the astrology psychology at this time. And there's just some really amazing stuff that's coming up for transmutation. Some people think it's World War III. Is it primarily a spiritual and psychological warfare? It hasn't gone kinetic by God's grace. And let's just assume, hope, pray that it won't. But there is definitely a global evolution, revolution, revelations going on, and we're looking to the solution of this what some people call devolution, you know, a downward spiral of civilization. And we're looking at the potential for evolution, or some people say revolution, because 90% of the word revolution is evolution. So how we look at what's coming with a vision of how good things can be within the context of how bad things are. It's kind of the old, we appreciate the light because of the darkness. If it wasn't for the darkness, the density, the denial of reality, you know, with this wokeism, where people, you know, consider themselves awake when they're, so to speak, the expression is woke. There is a dynamic going on with this awakening process, and it's reaching critical mass. When I say that, we're on the cusp of course, not just Aquarius, an Aquarian, a whole new dispensation, age, frequency, the Aquarian frequencies, the Aquarian frequency shift. It's a shift of energies and consciousness. And as that happens, there's more people that are coming to a point of realizing that, and this is part of the difficulty of awakening, is that we've been lied to, you know, the American people, the people of the world, been lied to about almost our entire history. So about everything, you know, the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, you know, what's good for America, excuse me, what's good for the world. Excuse me. So 2024 is that turning point in American history when a critical mass of great awakening is going mainstream and brilliant flashes of great enlightenment begins to morph the matrix, you might say, of deep state dystopian dis-ease, disinformation density, and diabolical disconnect from a universal law language constitution of Aquarian first principles. So what are those first principles? I mean, we're talking about a great awakening towards a great enlightenment. And we're, you know, in the cusp, you know, we're in the cups, you might say, of light bringing up all that's unlike itself. A lot of people are really disturbed with mainstream, lamestream media because there's so much cognitive dissonance, disconnect. Excuse me. I'm getting over a throat condition, so I might be stopping to drink every once in a while. I've got coconut water with mango that soothes my throat. So we're looking at, you know, there's this great awakening process, and it's good to, on a regular basis, especially during the eclipse season when we're doing a lot of shadow work, to hold the immaculate concept of, you know, a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of an internet upgrade of our five core freedoms, you know, and how the ordained power of love will neutralize the inordinate love of power that's in our face. So there's nothing more, excuse me, there's nothing more telling of deep state insanity than a Supreme Court telling us that we must save democracy by ending first principles of democracy, the First Amendment. And I'm referring to Ketanji Brown Jackson, you know, the Supreme Court justice, who recently said that the First Amendment is a roadblock for government and big tech. So when the Supreme Court tells us that we need to save democracy by ending democracy, things are getting pretty wackadoodle. So, excuse me. And this is a classic signs of civilization that has risen to the Peter principle. It's risen to a level of its own incompetence when the power of government to concentrate power, to concentrate its own power at the expense of constitutional freedoms, it's gotten to the point where gross defects obscure actual gains. And of course, we know that the First Amendment of the United States Constitution prevents the government from making laws respecting the establishment of religion, you might say freedom of conscience, and prohibiting the free exercise of religion. You know, they can't make laws that prohibit the free exercise of religion or abridging the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press, freedom of the assembly, or the right to petition government for redress of harm. This is the First Amendment. And you have a Supreme Court justice saying that the First Amendment is a roadblock for government and big tech. Well, does that mean we have to get rid of democracy in the name of saving democracy? I mean, this is how nuts it is right now, folks. So we've seen this cognitive dissonance increase dramatically since 9/11. And we've all witnessed how the corrupt collusion of big business with big government has perpetrated, false flag domestic terror to create and manage war, disease, and austerity measures that sabotage global prosperity while undermining our core constitutional freedoms. So this is kind of the keynotes I'm leading into with the piece that I'm not going to go into any further. I'm still developing it. I've got infographics, videos, and articles that I will be kind of tuning into this eclipse season and the shadow work and the collective consciousness as I'm finishing up this piece. So those who are listening to this podcast, listening to this what I'm doing live now here in a few days, will be able to pick up and read and go into more about what I'm referring to as this new piece for the full moon that's coming up here tomorrow night. So I'm going to go into these two other articles, the big shift from centralized power to decentralized love. I'll go into that first. I'll finish up with politics, parasites, and the unspeakable mass pharmacide. And I'll go into some really strong meat. Many of the listeners of the show know that I'd like to do what's called a love sandwich with light and love on the front end and back end in my newsletters, and then some, strong meat in the middle, some serious issues that are going on. Again, light brings up all that's unlike itself. So the enlightenment process, we can, from a philosophically calm center of the hurricane perspective, with the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane, we can be centered and connected and objectively process stuff that's going on in the world, become more conscious of how we are conscious, do our shadow work, process the shadow of self and civilization, and become more heart coherent and mind congruent. So these two newsletters I did, they're not lengthy. They got some very, I think, some exceptional, I kind of tried to tune into and find some of the best articles that deal with issues of the hour, of the week, and that were in the news. And I've captioned this first article of the big shift from centralized power to decentralized love, empowering wisdom for enlightenment, this process, which features, the decentralization processes that will refine and shine a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of conscientious common sense for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. Looking at the big picture of the collective consciousness of global humanity, where we're at, where we're going, and the process right now, processing the shadow, bringing light to dark places to become more conscious of how we are conscious. So In this newsletter, I'm also featuring some shock and awe from the 3D realm, plus a 5D initiation ritual just in time, 4D. So we got 3D, 4D, 5D orientation, and you can get the videos and articles go into this. Some of the videos are got some real strong content, but the theme of this article newsletter is largely the understanding of the decentralized communications and how the instant everywhere interactive internet, you know, the global internet, is decentralizing communications. You know, the one-way centralized top-down mass programming of the mass mind is being decentralized because of social media networks and interactive networks, all kinds of networks where people are communicating directly to like minds. And it really is an internet upgrade of core freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government, which is why the shadow work here is that this is a challenge to highly centralized media organizations and corporate organizations. It's like the, what is it, six giant media conglomerates control like 95% of mainstream media. You know, they've concentrated, and it's one-way, top-down, centralized mass programming of the mass mind. Well, that system is disintegrating. It's hit the wall of people waking up. So what are they doing? They're censoring. They're censoring freedom of speech, assembly, and petition government. This is what we're witnessing. It's like outrageous, not just censoring, but the cognitive dissonance and the fear porn. I mean, you know, the power elite are losing power and control over the mass media's mass mind. And because of that, their fear of loss is greater than, you know, I mean, it's running them. And they want everyone to be as fearful as they are. So they're putting incessant fear porn. I mean, if it isn't, you know, you're going to die of this invisible virus, the latest one that they created and put out there that it's going to kill us if we don't take their vaccines. It's one fear porn after the other. It's you know, World War III fear porn, you know, and I mean, we live in a dangerous world right now. But if all you hear about, if the media was really into light and love and Aquarian light, and love, they would focus on that. And, you know, what goes around comes around, and what you think about, you bring about. And the an enlightened media would culture, you know, unity and diversity, and would create, what we have in common that's wonderful and good and uplifting, rather than all the divisive dialectic, you know, of sexism, racism, and all the divisive stuff that they incessantly, you know, program with fear, you know, to keep us what? Separate, the sense of separation from love. From, you know, united we stand, unity and diversity, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many one, the family of mankind in the global village. This is where it's going. But in the meantime, we got this insanity that they continue to program us with. Now, understanding that and how to get past that and the solutions, this article gets into several great perspectives on this by way of James Corbett of the Corbett Report. So he did a video on decentralized communications about a year ago, James Corbett, and talking about the fast moving phenomena of decentralization, and how it will decentralize the highly privatized media networks and the top down centralized deep state government that's in collusion with big media and big banks that are making a killing on big war and big pharma, you know. So this is like, you know, the global crisis we see is the global crisis they create, so they can manage that crisis, you know, into their digitized new world order, whereby they own and control the human and physical resources of global humanity. That's their agenda. It's hitting the wall. of the capability for freedom and opportunity being expanded as in never before with internet tools and resources for decentralization of all systems and how we can fix everything. And there's a video on this, Decentralize Everything, it's called. It's from the Society of Problem Solvers. You can click or tap on the image for the article. And it explains how since 1776, the rebellion has always been about decentralization. You know, how we own our own lives, learning, health, rather than having it being programmed with like a medical industrial complex that's making a killing on the creation and management of disease. It's got to that point. And of course, it's got to this point so people will wake up to how good things could be with a global holistic healing and self-correcting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management treatment of all disease. So, excuse me, I'm getting over something, and it's still a little residuals left, so forgive me with a little bit of eruptive eliminations here. Take another drink. So the alternative to the agenda of deep state desperados who have a totalitarian agenda for digital surveillance and control systems, the alternative to that is an open, transparent blockchain system. They're called blockchain systems that secure our private communications and final transactions with cyber ethics and the currency of conscience. Now, I've got links on this that goes into the understanding of cyber ethics and basically an interactive interface for universal communications in all languages, and what the currency of conscience is. And of course, conscience is the most sacred of all property, according to James Madison, who was the chief architect of the Constitution. And the currency of conscience, basically, you know, it's like without that, we have just all kinds of, you know, deep state unconscionable stuff happening to us. I like the quote that I refer to the currency of conscience as, quote, when a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he will either cease being mistaken or he'll cease being honest. So truth-telling, again, is a challenge. It's the judgment of conscience, whether one is going to be mistaken and admit it or be honest. I mean, I had about 10,000 people on my email list for my radio show here just until COVID happened. And I did the truth telling on, you know, the dangers of the vaccines and the lies about the virus. And I just was from the beginning, the best and brightest people on the internet, you know, their videos and articles weekly. I've been sharing those the last couple of years, and people were dropping off like flies. They didn't want to believe it. They preferred to believe that these new experimental mRNA injections were vaccines where they weren't vaccines. They just changed the definition of it. And they're injecting them with stuff that I was explaining. Experts were explaining, you know, the best and brightest were explaining, but people didn't want to hear it. I lost about 6,000 people now off my list, and I've changed the Substack because I was being censored on the platform I was on before. So, I mean, you know, I'm still truth-telling. I mean, my thing is, you know, tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And that's been my prime intent. I built up my list over about, you know, my radio show over about 15 years. Well, it was 13 years until COVID came along. I built it up by pretty much just interviewing really intelligent people, you know, who'd send me their books and I'd interview them. But when I got into truth-telling about something that was contemporary and urgent, and I thought like in a real emergency, and you know, that it's the most important thing I could do was expose the lie, expose the truth, and again, let the chips fall where they may. Well, so it was bye-bye to a lot of people that just said, take me off your list. I don't want to hear your BS belief system. Well, my thing is each to their own BS, each to their own belief system. and people come on my list and people leave on my list, and it's not going to, you know, stop me from basically giving it my best shot as far as the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, what's really happening and what we can do about it. So what happens when the global internet finally matures with an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms? And I have a whole website on that, what that will look like. And, you know, do we connect our talents and our God-given gifts? And do we heal corrupt social institutions? Will this disrupt the status quo or all the above? I mean, do we make the world a better place with our with a new currency of conscience at the heart of the next economy, or do we fear being disruptive? Well, I apparently disrupted the comfort zone of a lot of listeners to the show and, you know, readers of my news list. And anyone that's interested to that is not on my news list that I send out, you know, these newsletters once or twice a week, sometimes three times a week. And if you'd be interested in getting them, just send me an email at heartcom, HEARTCOM, one word, heartcom@mcn.net. That's not msn.net, it's mcn.net. That's Montana Communications Network. And just send me an email and say, you know, put me on the list, and I will. It'll be my Substack list. That's how I'm managing the list now. And you will get these teaser pieces, if not the full full emails, full newsletters, you know, in your inbox. And at any time, if you don't like it, you know, just say there's a one click. You can click a button and take to be taken, removed from the list, and you can just go on your merry way. So, I mean, do we connect our talents and God-given gifts, you know, link the light of our gifts and talents, or do we, I mean, and do we heal corrupt social institutions with this process? And will this disrupt the status quo? Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the issue I think that we're all dealing with. And do we make the world a better place with the currency of conscience? This new, you know, the currency of conscience with, you know, honesty with ourselves and others. I mean, it's difficult to come out of the illusion of the 3D illusion that we've been programmed with since birth. You know, the big lie has become so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. Well, fact is, folks, you know, with the Great Awakening, it is difficult to confront how, yeah, the vaccines are not just killing people. They're now saying that as many as, and I just read this article recently that the statistics are showing that about 20 million people worldwide have died from the shots directly. And I mean, believe it or not, I'm going to be having these articles referenced in this next piece I'm going to be publishing. But that almost 1.5 billion people have been harmed worldwide, have been harmed from the vaccines, you know, actual harm, you know, side effects. And this is coming out. I mean, it's been coming out from the beginning, and people that are saying this are getting ruthlessly censored. So if I get disappeared for any reason, I have no intention for suicide. But if for some reason that you don't see my pieces coming, you can just figure I've been censored. It could happen, you know, by God's grace, you know, though. I'll continue to fly under the radar as the host of Cosmic Love, you know, being relatively harmless and not having that greater reach. So I would just as well do it the way I've been doing it without going too public, too fast, and just maintaining, you know, a standard of truth-telling that I've devoted listeners, readers that have been on my list for 15 years. Most of the 4,000 people that I send this email to have been on my list for more than 5 years. So these are like extended family, friends, who know that my intention is just basically putting out there critical issues of the week that are worthy of our attention. And just, you know, keep in mind, it's the pure intention will focus attention with love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love, retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. You know, it's the whole enlightenment process. There's a process involved here. So I've got several videos that are, I refer to them as, these three videos are, they're nominated for videos of the year, you know, the first quarter. One of them is by Lara Logan. What are they hiding? Now, this was Senator Ron Johnson's roundtable discussion on the federal health agencies and the COVID cartel and the collusion of the federal government with the corporate world that makes a killing on mass pharmacide, you know, unabashed mass murder, crimes against humanity. It's heavy. This is reality. This is stuff going on at a federal level in Washington, D.C. So that's again, we're talking about the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. This is a good orientation to it. So the second video is Who's Behind the Great Culling? This is Dr. David Martin. And Dr. David Martin is brilliant on the backstory of who is behind the whole setup of the medical industrial complex with the vaccines. Who did this to us? He goes into a case against Peter Daszak, Ralph, you know, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the WHO, World Health Organization, etc. Good video for people that want to, you know, delve into that. And the third video is really shocking. It's the Flower Massacre and the Gaza Holocaust. What's going on in Gaza? The ongoing insanity there. That's probably the most depressing critical issue in the collective consciousness of humanity right now. Talking about shadow work, the shadow of the depression, the darkness, the dis-ease, this ongoing Holocaust, this genocide it's just unabashed genocide. It's like, and there's no government in the world that has the power to stop it. And any government that speaks out against the genocide, like South Africa did, you know, an international conference on this, you know, gets beat up in the Zionist media, the lamestream media. I mean, this story is so significant for this time. And again, we're talking about shadow work, casting, you know, the light, you know, the snakes crawl under the rocks, you know, with the light being cast on them. And this, they do not want this exposure, but this is probably the most critical shadow work that could be brought into focus at this time. So I've got this video that you can watch. And I finish up on Aquarian Soul Solutions. 5 steps for 5D initiation of full spectrum enlightenment, soulful Aquarian maturity. And it's kind of a meditation, mediation. You know, I've gone through, you know, again, some heavy, serious, dark issues that we need to be concerned with. And to bring light to dark places, to finish up on a positive note, there are these 5 steps, these 5 focuses for 5D initiation of full spectrum enlightenment. There's the 1, pure intention, divine direction. 2 is focused attention, self-correction. 3 is love retention, heart perfection. And there's links on each of this. So the divine direction, the self-correction, the heart perfection. There's websites that go into these 3 archetypal dimensions. The 4th principle is conscious ascension, you know, light reflection. Again, we're talking about shadow work, integration with a capstone conscience, basically being conscious of how you are conscious, the creative ascent process. And the 5th principle is 5D comprehension, the being of God, love, be in God, being God, geometrically ordered divinity, love, this model frame of reference, the 1st principles of cosmic law for integration, and the whole holy, healthy spirit of love in action. And again, the higher the concept of love, the greater the results for it. So the frame of reference for love in terms of the 1st principles of universal cosmic law are integrated with the graphics and the images and the pure geometry thought forms with the circle, triangle, square. And these pure geometry thought forms are the Aquarian first principles. Again, geometric ordered divinity. There's a website on that that's linked. It's the constitution of God, geometrically ordered divinity, love, and as relates to five core internet freedoms with universal light language. You know, we hear about the Aquarian age of light and love. Well, the higher concept of love and the higher concept of light language, the language of consciousness, conscious light, this languaging, conscious languaging, but the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, for effective sensory perception, ESP. There's nothing extra about it, folks, when you got it. Effective sensory perception can be cultured by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, next telecommerce, economy. These are five linked articles with the TLC, the TLC connection to, again, telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare. There's five different websites. Go into these different dimensions of what this will mean for culturing the Aquarian age of light and love. So quantum enlightenment, Aquarian quantum age, to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and your all-connected netizen neighbor as yourself. Well, I'm coming down the home stretch here. I'm going to be finishing up with this other article that I just published here about a week ago. Politics, Parasites, and the Unspeakable Mass Pharmacide. And there's a infographic up at the top that shows a picture of Congress. There must, you know, all the Congress, the whole Congress is sitting there, you know, facing the speaker. And the caption is, "Parasites Fear Ivermectin." Now, the reference here is that Congress are the parasites. And they fear ivermectin because it didn't fit the agenda of what was going on with COVID and everybody getting the vaccine, and there was no solution. There was no ivermectin or any solution. This was the politically correct agenda. There was no other solution than getting the vaccine. That was the whole agenda when with all the fear porn, and ivermectin was demonized, where in fact it was one of the most used medicines for decades, with millions of uses of effectiveness for parasites, whether for animals or for humans, used all over the world. But it was suppressed, and Congress feared any opposition to their agenda because they signed off on that, a whole agenda of the, the vaccine warp speed agenda of getting vaccines injected into everyone, and now we're seeing the results of that, and it's just unconscionable. So this is the shadow work of stuff that is unconscionable and unspeakable and just horrendous, coming to grips with it and realize with that we were lied to. And then, of course, the whole issue comes down to, where does forgiveness meet accountability for all this? So there's several articles that go into this. The articles are referenced here. I say right up at the top, the warning, this newsletter is disgusting. It's not just the disgusting corruption of Congress that has been bought off by Big Pharma and the medical industrial complex in collusion with big media and other deep state players. It's the entire subject of parasites that's disgusting. I mean, no one wants to hear about parasites. I mean, I've had studies in parasitology as a naturopath, and I've really got into this subject, and I've understood for a long time that a lot of disease now that they attribute to other factors go back to parasites. Now, we're not talking about just fungus among us, you know, fungus and bacteria, but we're talking about actual, you know, the wormy kind of parasites that when we were kids, I'm talking about a long time ago, it was common for people that, you know, had animals to worm their kids. You know, they would give worm medicine, castor oil or whatever, you know, to get the parasites out of the system.
They don't do that anymore because they got a drug for whatever ails you. And if they don't treat the parasite, then there's going to be all kinds of side effects that they can treat with drugs. That's the whole medical model. I mean, a lot of things have changed with the healthcare system. We don't have nonprofit hospitals anymore. Almost all the hospitals used to be nonprofit because healthcare was a service. Well, now it's a business. And they're making a killing indirectly causing disease with vaccines and then treating them with drugs, treating the side effects with drugs for whatever ails you. This is the shadow work that is really in the collective consciousness right now. People are waking up to this. And it's a disgusting subject. I mean, you know, it's the corruption of in Congress is disgusting. The entire subject of parasites is disgusting. I like this quote by Thomas Sowell. He says that no society ever thrived because it had a large and growing class of parasites living off those who produce. Now, we're not talking about the wormy parasites. We're talking about the Congress critters. So if you want some serious insight into the parasitic pathology of power elite psychopaths who weaponized our healthcare system for profit and population control, keep reading, because I go into it here and how we will heal the body politic when we come out of collective denial of the pathological acts of political parasites who profit from their pharmaceutical vaccine solutions to problems that they create. And that sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy of the worst kind. And I like this quote by this guy on Twitter who said, "I'm so grateful to know that pharmaceutical companies who have paid billions in criminal fines for corruption, false claims, and bribing doctors are all working together hand by hand with a bunch of billionaires who think the world is overpopulated to save the lives of all of us." I mean, anyway, the irony of the situation, you have to laugh at it or you'd cry. And the more you're, and the more likely, and you are more likely to be healthy and free of parasites with a strong immune system, as explained in a few of these exceptional videos. So I say enjoy the disgusting show. It's about parasites. One of the first videos is an amazing video. It's one of the best videos I've seen by the Reese Report, Greg Reese. It's only a 5-minute video. It's called Parasitic Science and the Unproven Virus. This is, in a nutshell, this 5-minute video is one of the best exposés. Talk about shadow work. And it's talking about, it's one of the worst possible subjects, this whole thing of parasites, and exposes how they took this related to the virus and the unconscious fear of an invisible virus, and how it's unproven, how the virus had never been isolated. I've been saying this from the beginning of the COVID. Well, I wasn't saying the leading experts in biology worldwide have been exposing this lie from the beginning of the whole COVID psyop. And this video is brilliant. It's 5 minutes. I highly recommend, if you don't watch anything else in this show, you watch this video and let it sink in, folks, because this is how we've been duped. This video explains it. And the rest of this video gets into what's going on with the media. And again, it's Corbett Report. Corbett Report goes into explaining how governments around the world are scrambling to censor the info warriors of the internet age who are unlocking minds and awakening the masses. So it only makes sense that they're cracking down on the most simple, effective, and popular medium of information exchange, which is memes. And memes are, you know, these little infographics or little, you know, little expressive and very saying a lot in just a few words or with a graphic. With cartoons, and I give examples of that in the rest of this piece. And this is really good to know because it explains very well the whole history of how, from the past to the present, how the World Health Organization and the medical industrial complex, the tension between vaccinations being exposed as you know, as a deception from the beginning, how we've been lied to about that. And I have a whole website on the details of this that you can, excuse me, read at heartcom.org/vaccine-info.htm. And I do provide a link on that. You can go into more memes. It's just the whole website of memes, you might say. The graphics that expose, in very few words, what this real issue is regarding with parasites, vaccines, and the politics and economics that are far more complex than the science. The science isn't that complex, but we've seen how politics and economics can get in the way. So there's also a video, again, by Dr. David Martin, how he reveals the events and the history behind the COVID-19 pandemic and who the perpetrators are. Good article, insight on that. It gets back into the subject on the spiritual warfare. And there's a whole thing on the difference between religion versus spirituality. And I find that really interesting. And a good article on the moral issue of our time and the Holocaust of our time. A great video. It's actually a video by Max Blumenthal. He gave a presentation at the Women's National Democratic Club in Washington, D.C. Basically, it discusses the crisis within the Democratic Party as the party grassroots revolt against Biden's vehement support for Israel's rampaged in the besieged Gaza Strip, where tens of thousands have been killed to date, mostly women and children. And note the core issue with political Zionism, which is a real core issue. And more information on this whole disinformation campaign that's going on against truth tellers. And some cartoons there that really kind of sum it up. And I like to use these memes a lot in my work. And I provide, again, several memes here and links to other websites with a lot of memes, which say a lot with graphics, infographics. I say a lot with just a very few words and basically nail it. And like I said, they're so effective in waking people up that they're being targeted by these privatized organizations that serve the deep state, that are under contract, that are actually contracted by the deep state to block, censor, deplatform individuals that are truth tellers. So fortunately, by God's grace, Substack is still able to tell the truth on a lot of this stuff. And it's reaching critical mass, folks. There's enough good people who are waking up to the reality of how bad things are and how good things can be. I usually finish up on that note with links to articles in global telecare, global telecommunication, and what that can look like as far as an upgrade of our core institutional freedoms, speech, assembly, petition, government, and what that means for all of us. So anyway, that's pretty much a summary of these two articles. I want to thank you for listening today. Hopefully you have heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness. It's accelerating through the 2020s. This is an amazing time to be alive. There's just a lot of people that are getting engaged in the great experiment in representative government, representing the best and brightest people, linking the light of their gifts and talents and resources, and it's happening. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you, and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.